Mr. Brown?
Present.
Ms. Graham?
Present.
Ms. English Dixon?
Here.
Ms. Moss?
Here.
Mr. Brangle?
Here.
Mr. Neubecker?
Present.
And Chairman O'Connell?
Here.
All right, we have quorum.
First thing on the agenda, or second thing on the agenda, public comment. Anybody comment from the public?
No.
Should we acknowledge our public?
So you just want to give us a quick 1-2 on what your project is and what you're trying to get out of this to maybe help you get there?
We were supposed to visit a town hall meeting or any sort of meeting, and then we just have to write a summary about it. And that's about it.
Should have been here last month.
Yeah. Are you at OPRF?
Fenwick.
Okay. Cool.
So do you have any public comment that you'd like to make? Okay. If none, then we'll...
On Fenwick's basketball team?
Is that a public comment?
Okay. Next thing on the agenda will be the approval of our meeting minutes from our December 8th meeting. So we want to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Okay.
Voice vote.
Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. So the minutes are approved. Do we want to flip this around, or do you want to do...
Oh, yeah. Sure.
We'll do an update first.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, a couple things just to get follow up from last month. Lake and Park, the village received three responses from various developers and development teams. So the work group that's been comprised has scheduled interviews with those three respondents to dig a little bit deeper into their qualifications and what their vision is for that location. And so those are scheduled for next week, as a matter of fact. So I'm happy to share. In fact, I talked with Bob this morning. I'll share those responses with all of you today, so you can take a look at those and review those. And certainly if you have any questions or things that you think we should explore, we're happy to do so. But that project continues on in earnest. The plan after those interviews is to shortlist those individuals. So either one, two, or three folks, teams, that would ultimately then start to develop an actual proposal. So we, again, decided to take this in a two-phase process. Let's talk qualifications first and then get a proposal second. Before they do that heavy lifting on the proposal, they're going to walk across the street and talk to Mr. Strand about his property and what an acquisition or option or whatever that might look like, what that would be, because we want them to have that discussion early on so they don't waste all this time and energy on a proposal and then get to the finish line and realize they can't come to terms on that. So
so just on, if you will, just Jennifer's done a great job of kind of steering us through this. If you could take a look at the proposal, and again, to Eric's point, if there's a question that just kind of jumps out from your area of expertise or an area of interest, and things that you've seen for the village or you want for the village, we're developing kind of a questionnaire, and what we'd like to do is make sure that the questionnaire is A, complete, and B, is consistent, so when we go across the board with the three respondents that we can kind of get a fair and equitable shake for everybody. So if you could do that, and I guess you can send Eric any emails that you might have on questions you might have on it. Yes.
Is it timeline on that?
She's got us lined up. I think our first one is a week from
yesterday.
So you gotta get these turned around to you like by Wednesday.
That would be helpful. Right? Yeah, Tuesday. Okay. Yeah,
Tuesday. Sunday reading.
Yeah, right. When you're watching playoff football, you can look at these as well.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Monday, 8 a.m. Thursday morning we start.
So three solid proposals, though, and none of the proposals the folks that have submitted have had a previous interaction with the village. So they're all new faces.
It is surprising or not surprising.
Not surprising.
So.
It's a new day.
Someone else gets to walk into that rodeo.
We talked a little bit last meeting about the residential projects. I did want to give you a heads up that the developer for Bonnie Bray and Thomas asked for an extension for commencing construction on his project. So he got 6 months, a 6 month extension on that. So that will take him to right around September in order for him to commence building construction there. So he appeared to the in front of the board at the last their last meeting. Essentially, it's trying to secure enough pre-sales in order to proceed with construction.
So he had one? Was that
two?
One, two, yeah.
Two. Okay.
They're pretty pricey units.
Yeah,
I mean, they're pretty up there.
Yeah.
What's the range?
I think their average is like $900,000.
Wow. Yeah, they're...
$900,000.
Yeah, how many units in the building?
15.
How many pre-sales does it need?
25%, probably.
Is there financing issue?
That's what condo life is about.
Yeah. Yep.
Does that really fall under luxury condo then at that point in time?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I'd say anything below that probably doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, it just depends on how big they are. But, I mean, they're pretty sizable units, but they're still almost $1 million.
Right.
Yes. All right. So we talked about that. North Avenue TIF, I've scheduled three meetings in February, February 21st and February 22nd. So the idea here is to have these informal discussions, meetings with residents and business owners to explain what the TIF is, what we're doing, what our goals are before we actually commence the formal legal process to create the TIF. So we're looking at February 21st at 9 a.m. with business owners. And then also on February 21st at 7 p.m. for people west of Lathrop on the residential side, and on February 22nd as well at 7 p.m. for residents east of Lathrop. So I share this with you all. If there are any of you would like to attend that meeting or be there as a representative of the EDC, I'll let Bob or myself know. We'd want to keep it to one or two people just because of Open Meetings Act issues and things like that. But certainly your presence and would be welcomed. And if you're interested in doing that or have availability, please let me know.
Eric, is there any thought of, I've mentioned this before, I know Oak Park and the city and CMAP are doing things to the east. Has there been any tie-in with them or at least some discussion, preliminary discussion, since I think we all have similar objectives for North Avenue?
We haven't had any of those discussions yet, but certainly they could run in tandem with any of this. You know, again, the plans that we put in the TIF district are very preliminary, and you understand that. So certainly I can make another note here to see where the status of those other conversations are at.
I know they're moving on things. I know, Kathy, you talked about that before, too, but I have a couple friends in Chicago who are helping with that effort. So it seems like it would be good just to keep them at least have some discussion with them.
Okay.
Because there's, they're seeming to move forward with a plan to redevelop, you know, North Avenue.
So. Maybe, Kathy, if you could put me in contact with those folks.
I can, and I actually have a meeting with them, not next week, but the week after, so we can tie in.
Okay.
That would make good
interest. I appreciate that.
So. I'd like to be at the 21st, 9 a.m., if that's okay. I don't know if that counts towards the open.
It does not. You would be there as just
a guest,
and welcome guest at that. All right. Madison Street, at the last meeting I had updated you about the village purchasing the LCFS property. We have done that. We've closed on the property. We own the property, the building. And so LCFS... Last I had talked to them in late December, they were in the process of still trying to secure another space to move to. So they were looking at one or two different properties. And so they anticipated definitely using all the 3 months in our lease back and probably maybe a little bit more. So they'll be there for the, stay there for the short term.
So the lease back was right in the contract, so it's not, I mean, you're not negotiating a separate deal.
Correct. That was already taken care of. So it's technically two documents, but it was all packaged together.
Okay.
Chicago and Harlem. I spoke with the developer this week. They are pretty close to having the contract with TCF under wraps. There were a couple things, they were just a couple fine-tuning measures that they were taking care of. If you recall, originally they had planned to be at this meeting. They didn't want to get too far out ahead of themselves, so they wanted to at least wait until the contract was under wraps. They also have engaged with a new architect, so they are working on some preliminary plans and designs to that effect. And so when we talk at the end of the meeting about the February meeting, we can get a date locked in, and then they wanted to come in February. They have also been working with the property owners to the north. I think we've talked, there's two residential property owners. The one just north of the bank has been more in earnest than the other one because it's obviously
right next door.
Yeah, Domino's, right? So all makes perfect sense. And we are exploring the possibility of putting together a redevelopment agreement with the developer. The reason being is it would really do two things. For the developer, obviously give them some certainty that the village is on board with their project and that their approval for zoning becomes committed to them on some level, provided they hit their marks and things of that nature. It then allows them to close a little bit faster on those residential pieces. So one of the roadblocks we're seeing down in the radar area is that, we're trying to relocate these residents within River Forest, right? We want to keep them here. And it's hard to find something. Then when you find something, you want to jump on it as soon as you can. And this will not come to a shock to you. People who are selling their homes are not interested in six-month contingency windows for zoning approval, right? So if we can give the developer a reasonable insurance that what he's proposing ultimately will be approved via zoning, it still has to go through plan development and get fine-tuned, but conceptually, then he would be obviously willing to commit to buying those properties and letting those people move. So that's a good thing. The other thing we would negotiate on the other end is some certainty and requirement that any project that is built there will continue to pay property taxes in the long term. And you may say, well, Eric, of course it's going to pay property taxes. In my research and due diligence, is the senior properties all come at the property tax issue from a different angle. And some of them get into non-for-profit statuses. Some of them seek exemptions. They're all different. And I've spoken to the developer about this. Their other project that they just had in Northbrook is paying full freight on their property taxes. And I had indicated our desire to get this locked in, and he did not object to that. So that's something, that's kind of the quid pro quo that we would see on a redevelopment agreement here.
Eric, does the timeline of this project interfere with your streetscaping on Chicago at all? Are they completely independent?
The Chicago would definitely come ahead of schedule. So if Chicago would come this year, I don't think it would affect it too much. My guess is that the curb cut off of Chicago wouldn't change too much. Yeah, that's a good question.
Just, and maybe I missed this before, in Northbrook, do you have an address for their location up there?
I don't have an address. I have a name I can share with you.
Okay, if you want.
Yep.
Is that a project that's done by the same developer?
Yes.
One in Northbrook?
Same developer, and I believe the same user, the same
operator.
Sorry.
So, have you, or will you, at some point in time, kind of talk to the village administrator or manager up there, just to kind of
already
get
did?
It? Okay.
They were
everybody happy.
Very happy. Very smooth. Their community. They have a separate because they're a larger organization. They have a separate community development department. They had nothing but positive things to say about.
Good.
Oh, yeah, no, that, one step ahead of you on that one, yeah. Good question, but yeah. That's fine.
We had also talked at one point about other uses there, you know, as part of when we talked about this property and potential swaps and things. Is there any sense that the village wants more out of it than just senior housing? Is there mixed use? Is there retail? Chicago and Harlem is, you know, there's a concentration to the east. Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting. I don't know, you know, that River Forest has a lot of viability, but is it something the developer's interested in at all?
Yes, to the extent that the retail complements the use there. So I think they are looking at things like maybe
Athletico or, you know, some kind of
no, you know, you're
yeah, so you're right. Yeah.
That's the first thing they said, a physical therapy space of some sort, a hair salon, maybe a coffee place. That would be more on the wish list, but definitely they would be willing to commit to retail that complements that over there.
Good. Yeah. So that's something to memorialize an RDA and all that.
That's a good point. And certainly when the developer comes to appear before you at your hopefully at your next meeting here, that's something, you know, you're encouraged to explore and push as well. Give me 1 second here. Okay. All right, and then finally, on Lake and Lathrop, they, as I had mentioned at the last meeting, the developer had submitted their plan development application. Staff reviewed that. It's common with any, you know, I want to be clear, you know, how this stacks up against other processes. The application is reviewed by staff. We then send a letter back to the developer saying, here are the deficiencies or things that you need to change. And so that is commonplace. We did send that out here at the beginning of January, and the developer has started to submit their things that they were either had been missing or needed to be changed. Those things are starting to come back in. The only difference here is they've got a tight timeline to do that. So because they have, we have a redevelopment agreement, they have 30 days by which to get those changes and additional documents and back to the village. So essentially till February 3rd. Is their deadline. They have their resident meeting, which is required for plan development, next Tuesday night here at Village Hall. So that's scheduled as well, and things are continuing to move forward there.
Where did they where did they land on their sign application?
So the village gave them their what they were looking for in terms of the wrap that you see out there right now.
Okay.
That was granted. And I think that's about it.
So what's the next big date for them?
February 3rd.
And that's
Saturday.
Then it would be the 5th then.
But overall, what's the timeline there? So they have to turn in the revisions February 3rd.
Right.
When do they have to start construction? When do they? Is that any of that been laid out yet?
Yeah. So there's two processes. One would be their zoning approval, right? And so once that comes in, then it really becomes a staff-driven process as well. We have what we call like a technical review committee, where all the department heads and consultants meet with the developer and their architects, and basically we look at it from every angle. Police is going to look at fire, public works, planning, zoning, you know, water, traffic, all that stuff. And so we, you know, look at all the issues and concerns we have and tell the developer, okay, we agree with this, disagree with that. And then there is a revision process that comes organically out of that. So that all takes, you know, anywhere between 30 to 60 days, at which time the staff feels that the application is as tight as it's going to be from our perspective. Then we go ahead and schedule a public hearing with the Development Review Board. And then they'll go ahead and hold formal public hearings on that. They have a, I'd have to go back and look at the RDA, but they have a date of, I want to say around, it's either May or June of this year, where they have to somewhat make a determination if they're going to move forward with the process.
And they have a pre-sale
threshold.
Contingency on that?
Correct, right. So the idea is if they are making their pre-sales and hitting their numbers, then they're going to essentially lock in and move forward. If they don't, then we start talking about, unfortunately, at that point, we talk about unwinding it, the village taking the property back, things like that. They did have a nice, their real estate consultant are some of the folks from Sothersby. They had a really nice ad in Chicago Magazine. There was an insert. Yeah, it was really well done. I believe this and the Oak Park project, which one was it?
The Glass House?
Yeah, was it Market? Get the names mixed
when
up.
One is at the Tasty Dog site?
Tasty Dog. Yeah, the
District Tasty Dog.
Yes, thank you. Those were, of all the suburban projects that were mentioned, those were the two that were in there, Lake and Lathrop and the Tasty Dog. So that was good to see.
any questions on any of the projects, the updates? Okay, if not, we'll move on. So the next item on the agenda is an idea that I floated last month for a business roundtable. I was wondering if anybody had any thoughts, ideas, questions?
Yeah, I came up with just, I think the first thing is that we need to understand, because then everything else will lead from this, is what the purpose is and, you know, what success looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I think once we understand that, then we kind of determine if we do think that there's viable, what size. And then one of the main questions that I was curious about is it local business owners, or is it, you know, people who own businesses that live locally? Are we people that have businesses here that are located within the footprint of River Forest? Or is it people that, you know, are CEO of a company, but it's, you know, in Franklin Park or some other place? But those are more just questions. So I kind of wanted to maybe use that as a jumping point to kind of flush this out a bit.
Good. I like both of those people.
I had a thought. And I don't know how well it will be received by this committee or the village board, but if we limit our scope strictly domestically to our boundaries, I don't think we're exploring where financial opportunities are literally across the street from us. And I refer specifically to Madison and to North Avenue restaurant operations. And I don't want to sound like we're being hostile and trying to steal market, but when you have a potential new development that can offer businesses who absolutely know the market, who are getting their livelihood or their income from across the street, so to speak, and you can offer something that they currently don't have or don't have much of, namely parking. And they know the market, and they know their customer base, and we can offer a better facility, a bigger facility, a more modern, whatever the, you know, the buzzwords are that a new development would have. We are attacking markets that are right in our backyard that have a total knowledge of the area, their business, and they seem to me to be the kind of people we would want to at least invite, and not offer something, but offer the opportunity for improved growth. But I don't want to sound like we're stealing from our neighbors, but it's a free market, and you have to grow with whatever the market demands.
As a question, the point of the roundtable I thought might be kind of twofold. One is to get the input of the business community into what does and what does not work about operating in River Forest, right? Why do they like being here, or what do they think are the challenges, right? And then is a complementary part of that a little bit of a marketing of River Forest to maybe highlight or heighten the profile of the process, the market, the demographics, somewhat to your point, Bob, it's like surrounding business owners made decisions to locate where they did for some reason. You know, is it because they really felt that River Forest was not hospitable to their business? or that there wasn't the facility or the potential to locate here, is this also a chance to just, you know, bring everybody kind of up to speed on all the things that are going on and the creating more of an attitude of a positive, encouraging business climate, so that if those guys want to move, or if they know this market and they think about it, they may have a different view. So you get a little bit of both. You get a bit of the input, the bit of the insight, and a lot, also a chance to brand a little differently.
So I like that. And in that sense, it's almost like you'd want to talk with people outside of that are just recently opened up restaurants or whatever it might be in Oak Park and Forest Park. And why didn't they even consider River Forest? Or did they, and something came up?
Or yeah, or it could be, yeah, thought about it, but there was no place to go. I mean, there are a lot of those challenges that might have been in the way. But I think it is an internal and an external engagement of business owners.
So if I can just kind of stay with that for a second. So does it really almost become a two-part deal where, I mean, do you start with the internal to find out what's working and what's not so you can address it to the external? So, you know, if you have somebody comes in and says, you know, whatever, the health department inspector, he's all over me, he's ridiculous and everything. And so that maybe that's something that we could get a better understanding of as we go to do the second part of it is you go to the outside, you start marketing, and it's just like, you know, I don't want to forget the health inspector, but, you know, hey, you know, we've understood this to be a problem in the past, and here are the rules that we operate under, and, you know.
Well, internal, external, internal, like inside River Forest people,
yes,
versus outside River Forest people.
Correct.
I think that first conversation is well informed by having external River Forest people who may have considered doing business here,
okay,
adding insight as to why they did or did not, which complements the people who are already here as to how do you like being here?
Okay.
Right? So it's that, you know, discovery,
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, create good dialogue.
And creates dialogue and just insights. And then you may have the second opportunity to go, okay, we've heard all this. We've heard what you say. Let's address those things. This is the reality of this situation. We've shared this situation.
Right.
You know, so you have kind of a follow-up.
Okay.
That's more of a marketing and information sharing from the inside of the public sector of River Forest externally to the business community after you've let the business community tell you,
okay,
what they're thinking.
I think you have to be careful to have the conversation first, to have the discovery of really what some issues are that you're going to have to address when you market outside of the River Forest border. And if you're marketing to other communities, other businesses, and other surrounding communities. So I don't know that I would combine the two. I think it's more appropriate to get the discovery, to find out what the issues are, and then build a marketing to go forward and have another secondary meeting or discussions on top of that.
Throw out a reminder that business folks are not typically, in my experience, build it and they will come. There has to be a clear, compelling reason of what they're going to get out of this. So, hey, come provide us input is not a good enough reason for them to leave their store.
I think Bob said there's breakfast. All right.
Even so.
But dinner.
Some specific takeaway,
right,
even if it's Chief O'Shea talking about how, you know, crime in the air or whatever, but there's got to be a lure for them other than we want to hear from you.
So I think that ties back, Kathy, to Kyler's point on, you know, purpose.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do.
So
too.
What is the purpose? And, you know, so it's the purpose, and what are you gonna get by spending that time? So that's a great point.
Yeah, I don't think, I think I actually agree with everything that's been said. I think you can use, it could be a twofold meeting too. I mean, part of the purpose would be we're going to give you a special look at some of the opportunities. We want your input, but we also are going to give you some insight as to what's happening here in developments. So you can use it as marketing. I think you're right. You want to be careful, though, if you're trying to appeal to a broader audience, that you don't air a bunch of dirty laundry in front of them and discourage people from locating here. So I think it's a two-step. One with the people that are proximate that's getting their insight, but also giving them some insight, maybe as a carrot, and then targeting after that a more of a marketing plan. All right, who else can we go after based on what we've heard, what our opportunities are, who else can we go after in this market? But as you said, Bob, I mean, restaurants move around here, as we know. Some end up there on Madison Street, then they're over here, and so it's commonplace. I think it's free market, and we should absolutely, if we have something to offer, we should offer it to everybody. So,
I mean, I don't know if I shared this last time. You know, during the holidays, we went to the walk on Madison Street, and we ran into the guy that owns Scratch.
Scratch.
Oh, Patrick.
Yeah. So, and so I'm talking to Patrick, and you know what's going on. You know, you got three businesses here and everything. He's going to reopen a fourth business.
Right.
So he's going in the old La Mojada space at Harvey and Harrison with a wood fired restaurant, not just pizza, but all sorts
pizza
of stuff.
Pizza wings,
but lots of different things, whatever. You know, and so did he ever even walk across Madison Street to the point and say, "Is there anything over on this side of the street?" Because you know that would be, you know, with the demographics here, the schools and things like that, that would be a, you know, probably a good a winner.
And the owner of that property is a local owner too, a developer, Adam Freeberg. You know, has other properties around here, and he was, so there was opportunities that I actually have Patrick's and Adam's name down here again, just because I think those two, why wasn't there discussion about that?
Right.
And yet,
well, guys, yeah. I think we also have to realize River Forest has 12,000 people.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
Oak Park has 60,000 people. There's a really different driver there, and I think for many people being on Madison, if you're at like Madison and Circle, you kind of figure out people want to, in River Forest want to come. They're pretty close by.
Right.
You don't really need to put a spot here to pull people from River Forest to Madison and Circle. It's just not far enough to kind of replicate. So I think it's like understanding why here versus here. And then, so can we build off of that? So you get somebody who isn't already in the trade area, you know, universe to go, this is where I want to be. Because
right.
I'm not surprised he didn't come here. Because I honestly, Harrison and the La Mojada space in Oak Park is like a different universe from where they are.
Exactly.
Because the scale of just people that you get to pull from down there.
It's off an L stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. It is right. Like two blocks from the L stop, right?
But there is, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but there's no restaurant like that in here. I mean, wouldn't there be, is there?
Mm-hmm. But where would you park?
Any spot?
Where would you park?
But, okay, so, and I've been on the parking thing for a long time. But if you think about it, you're at Harrison and Harvey. Okay, so you're parking on Harvey, you're parking on Harrison. Mm-hmm. And on Harrison, in both those places, you're competing with at least one other restaurant, a coffee shop, and some other things. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. I mean, but it's just, I think it's just back to the, you can readily, from certain spots in Forest Park, you can very readily access River Forest people.
Right.
And so it just isn't it just isn't compelling.
Yeah.
So it's almost like trying to find someone who's not that close by already.
Right. But maybe this guy's got another concept in his back pocket.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
You know,
at the center here, I mean, just other people like that. You know.
Other people,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's definitely a sense, though, especially after all those terrific project updates that we went through, that River Forest is in transition. I mean, a lot of these Oak Park things, they've settled and now the businesses are coming. But there isn't a single corridor that doesn't suggest there's construction and development coming. Let's hang on for a minute.
Right. Absolutely. Other thoughts, ideas, Lee, anything?
No, I don't really have anything else. The only other thing that I wanted to follow up on was the status on building at Madison Street.
Okay, we'll finish on this and then we'll
okay.
come back to that. So anything else on this one? So here's what I'd like to do is I'll take a first shot at it. I'll kind of, again, kind of look to your point is create a purpose, try to put some thoughts together on it, get it around, and if we just kind of respond and just, you know, we'll start a little bit of a chain and see what we can come up with that looks like an agenda for in terms of items and things. You know, I think we'd like to have, you know, from the village's point of view, you know, kind of something mapped out with the development opportunities that are available in River Forest. You know, I know, you know, so with Chicago Avenue and Harlem, we talked a little bit about, you know, potentially, and it's too early to include it, but just for the sake of this conversation, you know, there are potentially retail opportunities there. there's retail opportunities in Lake and Lathrop. There's potentially retail opportunities here. So, you know, if that's kind of what, if that's, again, what we're trying to do is drive the, you know, more retail and more economic growth, I think those are the three good projects to kind of highlight is, you know, things that you can come into the village and, you know, maybe build your business on.
Can I suggest that instead of using the word retail, you use the word commercial?
Yes, absolutely.
Because it broadens your universe
sure.
of potential.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, for thought, to the extent we have a slower meeting in the future, we could always invite a panel of three folks just to this meeting and grab some coffee and stuff and have Patrick and Adam and maybe Tide House, and we could get three or four guests to speak for 20 minutes here.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Rather than pull, you know, to the extent you want to split the two.
It might be a great way to bring outsiders in without your dirty laundry concern.
Right.
<it's
what
laughs> <to say. laughs> Dirty laundry.
But I think it's a great
you
idea.
Said it.
I know
we do, but it's really important to have a strategy as all these developments kind of come up into place, because you don't want to be letting the market just determine who's going to be in those spaces.
Right.
I mean, we want to make sure that we have an idea of what we want so that we can reach out to the appropriate people. So I think it's good timing on it.
And Will, to that point, what are the developers doing and how are they marketing it and who are they going to? And what feedback are we getting from them?
Right.
You know, how do we coordinate that?
Well, this should help drive you, I think, a wider pool of commercial businesses that might be interested in that space, which should drive up the quality of the tenants, you know.
So let me kind of recap this and put it in a document that we can start clicking off some ideas. But I really like that a lot. You know, let's get a couple of people in here and just, you know, tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what you see. Tell us, you know, what are the things that we could do to frame this out. To then again, to your point, Bob, is, you know, it's an open market. Let's go to the market and see, you know, who's out there and, you know, who's interested, having a little bit of information in our back pockets. So good. So I'll get something. I'll get a copy of the email mm-hmm. distribution, if you will.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay. If there's nothing else on that, other business. Lee, you had a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the status was on the tenant, the building we're buying on Madison.
Right.
Had the nonprofit in it. How long they were going to extend their lease? For
they have 3 months, and as Eric's mentioned, they're probably going to go longer than the 3 months until they can find a spot.
Okay, so once they give some intent, we'll have like a 3 month heads up before they move.
Do they have to give you what kind of notice? They
well, no, I mean, they could let their lease run through, through the 3 months and then just vacate. So I don't have their, they haven't given me a date yet in which they're leaving.
So they have no notice requirement, they can walk out without.
Well, within the three, I mean, if they need to extend it. So, I mean, they could.
So, like, 30 days before then, the lease, if they haven't executed an extension, we'll know.
Correct. But okay. They've already given me an indication that they wish to extend it.
Okay. Well, if that changes, I know some companies looking for temporary space for sales. They're downtown, but a lot of the people live nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So just let me know if that changes.
Okay.
If there's a deal on it. I know before there's talk of just getting someone in there to cover utilities and upkeep.
Okay.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other business?
The website looks great.
Yeah, thank you. If you haven't had a chance to look at our new website, please do so. If you have ideas and suggestions, as we talk about, I think this all dovetails in with that marketing discussion. So if you think there are other things that we should be doing or we should flesh out or we should add, I'm all ears. So feel free to take a look at that. Call me, email me if you want to set up a meeting. More than happy to do that or have that as a topic of discussion.
Sure. Okay. Our next meeting, there has been a request that we move the meeting from the 9th to the 16th.
February.
Check our calendars.
I'm out of town.
Okay.
You're out of town?
Well, I'm out of town for most of February,
that's
so
actually,
it doesn't.
That's President's Day weekend.
I was about to say, is that President's Day weekend?
16th is...
The 19th.
Is it?
President's Day?
Yes.
That's the problem. That's President's Day weekend.
Is everyone available for the 9th?
No. I'm out of town February.
Okay.
It's just like somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
I can call in.
I don't need to be.
Is everyone else available for the 9th?
I'm out of town.
Okay.
February. I'm basically gone in February.
Okay.
Obviously,
we know the snowbirds are.
Yeah, right. All right, so...
I mean, I'm impressed. I wish I could do that. I'm jealous. I'm totally jealous. I'm asked about it. I'm jealous.
Okay.
Okay. What I could do is... we've got two challenges on the 9th. I'm out of town at a conference, and I'm coming back that morning. Although I don't need to be here for that meeting, I could at least be here, because it'll be the developer coming from Chicago and Harlem. That'll be...
We're also going to have all this stuff... February, right?
Right.
We're gonna have to bring everybody up on this, right?
At some point, yeah.
Lincoln Park.
Well, is it better than to maybe move the meeting to the 23rd, or is that too late?
We can do the 23rd. I'm sure the developer.
Bob's not available. I just want to let you guys.
Bob.
So can the rest of us be here and create a quorum without me and Bob?
I'm gonna be in spring training.
Wow.
Put me in coach. Wow. I'm ready to play.
So you're on some pretty awesome lives.
Yeah. And it's a short month, too, so.
I mean, I consider Eric's presence more important than mine. So
That's debatable on who you talk to. and I don't know if February 2nd is going to be enough time.
I'm in town for the 2nd.
Packing the car up.
For the 2nd, will you have any feedback on the Lincoln
Park? That's only a couple weeks.
Lincoln Park? Yeah, possibly.
The 23rd works for others outside of...
Well, the challenge is if Bob and Nina aren't available on the 23rd and then you're not here, now I'm down to my minimum 4.
If anyone gets sick or...
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the challenge. Let me see here.
I mean, the 2nd's Groundhog Day, which is also another important holiday.
Well, right.
My mother's birthday.
Right.
It is.
Does it make sense?
Pennsylvania is a very...
That's what I'm looking at right now. I could do March 2nd.
You want to move it to March?
Yeah.
Our regular meeting would have been March 9th. We could just skip February.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying
March 2nd. I'm not here March 2nd.
March 9th?
March 2nd. How about March 9th?
Let me check the school calendar, because I hate it when it's on a break.
I'm on March 9th. Sure.
The high school starts on the 23rd.
I just want to make sure we're not.
Spring break is March 9th?
That always becomes 26th. A conflict.
Their last day of school is the 23rd.
The middle school?
March? Yes, later.
Okay, so we're clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Only thing you run into in March is Casper Pulaski Day.
No,
that's
you can't do
thing.
February, just
that
is
yeah.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah,
it's an
animal. March 9th, we're just going to skip February and go to March 9th.
Bob's in. Yeah. Nina, are you in March 9th?
Yes.
Right. Cool. March. Next meeting will be March 9th.
Tim's in the islands.
Good. That works.
Okay. Any other... questions, comments? Okay, the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Seconded.
Okay, thanks everybody.